7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I think we're done with that. What's happening? What's going on? It's 1930 UTC. And that's our favorite time of day because, oh, that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm not even awake yet. That's why I'm drinking tea. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's so unbelievably good. You won't believe what we're drinking today. We're drinking the Da Hong Pao. The good Da Hong Pao. Man, I haven't had this in so long. I haven't had this before my surgery. I've been drinking such other weird stuff as that high-class green tea and the Yun Ding Jiaguanyin and the High Mountain Oolong. No, it's time for the real deal. It's time for the mega good. It's time for the Da Hong Pao. Oh, yeah. I like it. Oh, it's so yummy and good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, I think I'm ready. I'm ready for what, you might ask? Well, this is going to be questionable, but it's time to get out of the car. Yada. Oh, God, is it windy? It wasn't this windy. Okay, let's try to get out of the wind here. I will sit here and just ride levels just to avoid the wind noise. It wasn't this windy 2 seconds ago. All right, so here's what you need to know. It's a lovely day. Not as lovely as yesterday. It's not a lovely day. Today is a crappy day. Yesterday was good. Let me crank up my suit. Oh, great, one side popped as I got out of the car. All right, I'm just having the crappiest luck today. I don't want to go into it, but let's just say, yeah, no, forget it. This might be a mistake. I'm outside. I'm kind of heading towards the creek here because yesterday was such a good day for golfing. I'm hoping lots of people went golfing and lost golf balls. The problem is that it rained overnight. It's probably slippery. And the other bad news is it's like 70 degrees American. That's 20 for all you common sense people out there. It's hot. It's too hot for me. It's overcast and it's very humid. So this could definitely be danger for me. But I'm now entering the creeky area, and I'm looking over there to where we saw that marmot. I'm looking over there in the marmot area. Now, where's his hole? What hole did he go into? Oh, I think I can see the hole from here. Yeah, that's his hole, but I do not see the marmot. Where's my mutty? He might be lurking around in here someplace. It's also possible that he has already spotted me. And so, if we hear any noises of large running rodents, we'll know what the sound is from. All right, so I'm looking down into the creek. and I think I see something. Nothing really exciting. But I am wondering, how slippery is this going to be? Oh, it's not too bad. I don't think it rained very much overnight. It was just sort of drizzly and drippy. Drizzly and drippy. Ooh, this is a little bit slippery right here. So let's figure it out, Tobe. Okay. Let's get our asses down here. I do have my crappy shoes on, you'll be glad to know. So we can get a little bit dirty. We can get a little bit muddy today. Okay. So what do we got? What do we have? Well, I was hoping there would be lots of colorful golf balls down here today. But nope, we're going to have to make do with just this one. This one single golf ball. It is an orange golf ball. Let's grab it. And it is an orange Wilson Staff S1. Or is that a 51? That's a 51. 51. What an unusual number for a golf ball. Now, let's make sure that we check everything else out very carefully. I don't see any more. Well, and I'll tell you this, we didn't get much rain last night, but I can see the water level. I can see how high the water got down here. And right in this area, probably only 20 more centimeters. But that's enough to redo the mud on the opposite side and wash away all the tracks. Wow. I was really hoping for more lost golf balls. Although people could have lost all the golf balls and now they're just in the water and silted over and I can't see them, which would be annoying. But it could happen. All right, where's that marmot den? Okay, see, that marmot den is right there, isn't it? That's it right there. Is this my Mati den right here? Yeah. Okay. Kind of a good place for it. He can sit there and overlook his kingdom of all he surveys. I wonder if he's in his hole right now. We could almost maybe go up there. Yeah, huh. There's no real good way to get there. It's going to be slippery and muddy. And I'm not going to risk it in my current condition. Your current condition? Yeah, I'm not supposed to be having any fun. I'm not supposed to be doing any Tobe stuff. How can you be a doctor and tell a Tobe that you can't do Tobe stuff? What? I hear wood ducks. There were wood ducks downstream. I didn't see him. I could just hear him. Something else spooked him. Oh, there's some golfers up there. Boy, they're terrible golfers. So we got a couple guys golfing today, apparently. Maybe they'll knock a few brightly colored balls into the creek for me. Man, is it humid. I don't even know how to describe how humid it is. I could give you a percentage, but you wouldn't believe me because it's approximately 9,000% humidity right now. I see something blue on the opposite bank under a leaf. Is that a golf ball? Oh, now I lost it. Now I can't see it anymore. Where was that? What did I see? There it is. Is that a golf ball? And if it is, am I going to be able to get to it? Because I will make any sacrifice for a blue golf ball. I'm trying to get a better angle on it visually. I moved and now I lost it. Where, I'm having blue golf ball anxiety. Where is it? Okay, I acquired it again. I'm seeing some blue under some leaves. Okay. Now we gotta start thinking about investigating. First I'm gonna grab this stick. It is, 1 meter, 45 centimeters. It's almost a meter and a half. It's about 1.5 centimeters in diameter. How can I get over there? I'm gonna have to walk in mud. I'm going to have to then climb somehow. Okay, anxiety, golf ball anxiety, getting much worse. What does it mean, Tub? It means that we're going. But we gotta do this smart. We gotta do this strategically. I am wearing my exoskeleton, my exo-support gear. And I'm not supposed to do anything overly exertive. I'm not allowed to lift more than 10 pounds, which is annoying because all my synths weigh more than 10 pounds. I wonder if that guy just saw me. All right, I am actually down in the creek bed. Oh, here's tracks, duck tracks. Here's a funny little piece of tile, a hexagonal piece of tile, but it's not a regular hexagon. Okay, I can just step across the creek right here because it's only 40 centimeters wide. What is that blue thing up there? If I can get a little bit closer, I can hook it with the stick. Oh, but it's muddy. And it doesn't matter. That's not a golf ball. Now that I'm close enough to it, it's a bottle cap or something. Okay. So my crappy shoes are only a little bit muddy. It was worth it. Crossing the creek again. Back on the other side. I'm on the sandbar. I'm walking upstream. Do I still need this stick? I probably don't. Maybe I should drag the stick through the water over here. Catch any golf balls I can't see. The water's a little cloudy due to the storm being all... The creek is very silty, very fine dirt, very fine sand. Oh, and I need to get some sand, but yeah, once again, I forgot to bring anything to carry the sand in. Oh, but I found some black sand somewhere. Where was that? Was that up the street? I can't remember, but I thought, hey, what is this? Volcanic sand? Maybe I need some of it. Where was that? Now I can't remember. Oh well. Okay, back up onto the bank. I don't need this stick anymore, although this is a great stick. I'm gonna put that right there. I'm gonna lean it up against the tree. And I'm gonna walk upstream a bit. I mean downstream a bit. See if we can see any cool stuff. Like marmots or star-nosed moles. Snakes or owls or any of the other cool stuff that we know lives down here in the creek. Oh, the ground is soft. It's exhausting to walk on. You take a step, you sink down a little bit, you gotta lift yourself out. And anyway, I was thinking about something earlier today. And I only did a quick search. Okay, let me start at the beginning. Last night I was thinking, you know, I'm getting better. I can probably gig in a couple of weeks. I should probably set up some shows, right? And I don't have a lot of material, so I'm gonna have to get some opening acts or something, right? And I thought, who am I gonna get? And that's when I realized that I'm kind of out of touch. I'm a little bit out of touch with the local synth community. Now, I would be the first person to tell you that I know everybody in town who's a synth head. But I've come to the realization, a brutal truth, that I only know everybody who's around my age or older. So what about the kids? right? Yeah. I got to thinking last night, there's probably a lot of young people, the kids, capital T, capital K, who I don't know. And they could be, you know, basement synth freaks, and I would never know who they were. And these are exactly the kind of people I need to find, right? So I thought, well, how am I going to find the synth kids? Well, yeah, that's a Facebook thing now, isn't it? Of course, your little Tobster. There's more wood ducks. I just spooked them, but I can still see them. Wood ducks, yay! Let's keep going up there. Of course, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not even on the World Wide Web, you know? I'm a command line guy only. I have terminals. I do not have computers. But the funny thing about my terminals is I can do searches that will return web results. I just can't, you know, go on the web. And so I thought I'd get smart, and I started doing various searches on the web for things like Omaha Synthesizer Club or Omaha Synthesizer Group, that kind of thing. Well, something did pop up. Modular Nebraska, and it's a Facebook group. Of course it's a Facebook group. So I can't check it. I can't do anything with it. It doesn't do me any good, although I know it exists. Now the weird part is I need to find somebody who's on Facebook who can go and look to see if this Modular Nebraska group is active or not. Are they doing anything? Is there anybody in that little group that I know? And I'm thinking of two people in particular. A local that we know as Lad. And then, of course, there's Doug Wagner, the original American Dopefer representative. Now, of course, I may have other ways to contact these guys. Some old... Hey, I just found something weird. I thought it was a watch. I thought it was a broken watch, and I thought, yay, little gears. Okay, now hold on a second. We're sneaking up on this bend. Those wood ducks are probably right around here somewhere. Listen for the sound of spooked wood ducks. Where are they? Probably right below me. I'm approaching a cliff. Hey, where did you clowns go? Well, they must have gone further downstream, upstream. I don't see them. I don't see any marmots. I just hear lots of birds. I'm turning around. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? I have one orange golf ball. We don't need any more golf balls. Don't even need this orange one. That was weird. What did I smell? It was like fox. Has there been a fox down in here? It wouldn't surprise me. They could get up here with no problem. Ha ha ha. Interesting. So, I need to, is my brother on Facebook? He might be. Here, if anybody's listening who's on Facebook, do a quick search for Modular Nebraska. And just let me know if this is an active group, if this is a valid thing. And then we'll figure out how to contact the people on it later. Oi, just walking around with the exoskeleton on is kind of wearing me out today. Oh, kind of a lot. I'm already worn out, which is weird because I did sleep pretty good. I went to bed really early, and I got up a little bit later than I should have for going to bed that early. Slept pretty good. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. MUD came and they fixed that concrete. They fixed the chunk. Okay, remember that chunk of sidewalk they tore out? And then they made a mess? Well, they came back and they cleaned up their mess this morning. I woke up and I heard strange construction type noises right outside my window. And I said, oh, it must be MUD cleaning up the junk. And it was. So now I just have this nice little square patch of dirt. Guess I better get some grass seed. Oh, that'll give me an excuse to go to Tractor Supply. Do they sell grass seed at Tractor Supply Company? I think they do. They have to. They sell other seeds and bird stuff and blah, blah, blah. So maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll go to Tractor Supply. Ooh, if I go to Tractor Supply, then I can go to that $1 store. I'm also thinking that, you know, being spring and all, it's dice buying season, among other things. So we should start looking for dice. I should go to the good dice store, but no, I don't want to. I want to go to the dollar store, because I want to get some crappy dice for another secret project. Okay, I'm at the place where we can climb out of here, so I'm going to start climbing out of here. This is a little tricky right here. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're good. Oh my God, it's so hot. It's so humid, and I'm about to die. I think I got some cold drinks at home. I think I got some mango juice. Yay. All right. Oh, plug in the MP3 player. All right, let's hit random and listen to some music on the way home.
Just relax and sing a song.
Yeah, nice. Some camper van Beethoven. With good guys and bad guys. And guess who just arrived? Hi, hi, Peppa. Peppa the kitty has just arrived, just in time for us to check in with our favorite Japanese bikini models. What are they doing? Well, this looks dangerous.
Oh,
sugoi.
Sugoi,
hantoni. Yeah, okay. Arigato gozaimasu. We don't have the full group today. We just have two of our favorite Japanese bikini models. We have Hana-chan and Haruka. And, wow, they got their leather pants on, they got their leather gloves on, they're not wearing bikinis, and now they are sitting on motorcycles. Big, bad motorcycles. Oh my god, now Haruka is driving a motorcycle. What? And so is Hana-chan. Yeah, except they're wimps. So we got bikini models, not wearing bikinis, but riding motorcycles. In traffic. Why? Why is this happening? And I love these fake leather vinyl jackets that they've got on. Oh, they look like motorcyclists. And now they're stopped at a red light behind a truck. Okay. Yeah, why? I'm confused, but Pippa isn't. What do you think, Pippa? Is it a little bit too crazy? Yes, it's craziness. But this is DDBS Goals Committee. Why are we surprised at anything?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Not this guy.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Tell us about the features.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Does it have a logo?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Uh-huh.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
That is an appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors?
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Nice.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook.
Oh, that's not a carabiner. Why do we have to say it every time?
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yes, it prevents the unsightly residue stains, and we should order one today. We need to order a grand ball washer, right, Peppa? Peppa wants to do some kitty business. You want to do kitty business, because now she's headbutting me. My cat is headbutting me, and that is the international cat sign for it's time to do kitty business, which means I now have to assemble the kitty business pit. And do stuff, which is fine, because we're done here. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm sitting here with my cat, but now we're going to do kitty business.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.